USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A major hospital chain has now been hit by what appears to be the largest medical cyber attack in U.S. history. Computer systems for the Universal Health Services, which has more than 400 locations primarily in the United States, begin to fail over the weekend, and some hospitals have had to resort to filing patient information with pen and paper. United Health Services posted a statement to its website that its company-wide network is currently offline due to IT security issues. They also said that the attack looks and smells like ransomware. Hackers seeking to deploy ransomware often wait till the weekend when a company is likely to not have as many technical staff members present. And employees at Universal Health Services said the attack hit over the weekend and as computers slowed and then eventually shut down. Customer data may have been breached. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Prayer filled the air at a rally in D.C., and USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Around 60,000 people prayed on the National Mall as part of the 2020 Prayer March led by the Reverend Franklin Graham. He says he organized the rally to try to heal America, saying people are divided amid feelings of fear and uncertainty. Also on hand and addressing the crowd was Vice President Mike Pence. He offered prayers for those who have suffered through or died from the COVID-19 virus. He also wanted to remember those who are on the front lines of fighting it.
Pray for our doctors and nurses and all of those that are bringing America through this challenging time.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump announced Judge Amy Coney Barrett as his nominee for the Supreme Court seat left vacant by Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's death last week. Senate Judiciary Chair Lindsey Graham announced the confirmation hearings would begin on October 12th. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
If you're taking supplements to try to fight the coronavirus, Dr. Anthony Fauci has his words on that, and USA's Tim Berg has the story.
Some people are taking supplements and hoping to boost their immune system so they don't catch the coronavirus. But Dr. Anthony Fauci, member of the coronavirus task force team, says it's a waste of money.
There aren't very many things that you can take in supplements that can boost your immunity. With all due respect to the thousands of bottles, this herb and that herb and the other thing, the best way to maintain your immunity is healthy living.
Fauci is, though, a fan of vitamin D supplements, as many people are stuck inside.
Military suicides have increased by as much as 20% this year compared to the same period in 2019, and some incidents of violent behavior have spiked as service members struggle under COVID-19, war zone deployments, national disasters, and civil unrest. While the data is incomplete and the causes of suicide are complex, Army and Air Force officials say they believe the pandemic is adding to the stress of an already strained force. And senior Army leaders who say they've seen about a 30% jump in active duty suicide so far this year said they're looking at shortening combat deployments. Such a move would be part of a broader effort to make the well-being of soldiers and their families the Army's top priority, overtaking combat readiness and weapons modernization. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.